Statistics show that the volume of China's direct investment abroad in the first 10 months of this year has increased by 16.3% compared to last year, surpassing $95 billion. The volume last year was 45.6 times as much as in 2002. Zhang Xiangchen, a deputy international trade representative from China's Ministry of Commerce, says the proportion of non-state-owned enterprises' investment has risen significantly.
Out of the direct investment made abroad in the first 10 months, the amount made by non-state-owned enterprises accounts for 72% of the total, rising by 30.5%. The proportion last year was only 46%. With the promotion of China's One Belt and One Road Initiative and the International Production Capacity Cooperation, many of these enterprises have chosen to invest overseas.
Currently, there are nearly 30,000 Chinese enterprises overseas earning over $3 trillion of assets. Zhang believed that promoting China's technology, standards, and services with production capacity into the global market could be regarded as a sign that the country's global competitiveness is increasing.
Products alone could not illustrate a strong global competitiveness. You have to think about whether the design, the patent, and the standard are all yours, whether you are able to provide follow-up services. Over the past few years, China has made great progress on those issues.
However, Chinese enterprises have also gone through a series of hardships during the process of going global. Figures show that 345 accidents related to Chinese enterprises overseas have happened since 2010.The most recent case happened in Bamako, Mali, where a terror attack and hostage taking at a local luxury hotel killed three executives of China Railway Construction Corporation Limited. Zhang made the remarks while issuing this year's guideline assisting Chinese entrepreneurs' investment in 171 different countries and regions in the world. The Ministry of Commerce has been compiling the guidelines for 7 years.Zhou Liujun, head of Department of Outward Investment and Economic Cooperation under the Ministry of Commerce, said a series of new highlights have been added in this year's version to better serve Chinese enterprises.
We introduced meticulously the changes happening in different countries and regions, such as the changes in political situation, social and macroeconomic environment, as well as their prospects and plans on economic development, so as to keep enterprises updated on the developing trend and risks on their destinations, thus ensure their investment success. That's why we update the guidelines annually.
He added that the changes on economic and trade relationship between China and those countries and regions have also been covered. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.